this alliance as significant to the extent that it was the most unlikely alliance to take place, because it has featured the leading presidential contender within the ruling party, Patriotic Front, leaving his party to come and join the opposition in what many people thought should have been, what should have happened, because this is a leader, and Kelvin Baryafuge, who represents a fresh breath of ideas, which they thought that in the Patriotic Front may have been difficult to be implemented. So this is what the people want. This is the people's alliance.
Realistically, what are the chances of this alliance in defeating President Edgar Lungu and his Patriotic Front Party, which appears to be the objective of this alliance?
This alliance is dubbed the Zambia we want, that Zambia must prosper. Now, the chances of this alliance being able to form the next government are grounded on the fact that this will not be the UPND alliance versus Patriotic Front. This will be the people of Zambia versus corruption, versus the rising national debt, the people of Zambia versus the rising cost of living, versus electoral violence. So it is a whole array of things that people of Zambia feel enough is enough. This government must be voted out. And this alliance only presents an opportunity, a platform through which to deliver the change the people want.
But some people are suggesting that there have been announced defections from the opposition. Prominent members from Chishimba Kambwili of the NDC, who initially was part of an alliance, resigned from his party, has joined the PF. Your own former spokesperson from the UPND has also joined. And some are saying they expect more defections, which they said could weaken the opposition significantly in the run-up to the elections. What are your thoughts?
As you would imagine, in a democracy, defections, movements are expected, but there are those that are significant and those that are a matter of convenience. If you talk about Chishimba Kambwili, you know that he's a convict right now. As you would imagine, under this current government, if you have charges that are criminal in nature and you want to buy your freedom, the best thing you can do is to join them. So as things stand now, the people who have left the opposition ranks, you aggregate them together versus those who are now coming, people like those who have come from the Patriotic Front and those who will be joining in the next few days. You will see a clear distinction that those who are meritorious and add value to Zambia's politics are coming to aggregate their leadership around HH, and that is where the hope is for the country. I think the country now has accepted that to address the issue of the economy, they need the leadership skill set of HH, and that is what is giving us a lot of hope.